Yes, it's our first morning. It's day two here at the Tequila Volteo User's Ticket Compound. We are looking at this beautiful body of water in the middle of nowhere at our secret location.
This is one of the bigger stock ponds I've seen.
Deep in the woods with all of our ticket brethren.
2 acres? 3 acres?
They're all still asleep. Not sure when they'll be waking up. We had a very late night last night. That included the three of us. Not as late as some. Although when I got up to go to bed, Gordo was still up. He had actually just kind of joined the round table. And it's time for the O-Deck, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care. So how late were you up?
Man, I was up till probably midnight 30, I think. Somewhere in there. So not... You really have to go to, like, 1 or 2 to be considered late.
Yeah, I was midnight.
Yeah, and then Giorgio and I were out around the same time, around 12:15, 12:10.
We talked to Red Miller.
Yeah.
12:30.
Yeah, we had a radio superstar.
Radio superstar coming through.
A musical superstar.
How's Red doing?
He's doing really well. He and Ken went to the Stars game.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and so they called in. Although, I guess Ken didn't ever jump on the phone.
I think he left them at the arena.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Kim Fay. He talked about the sweaters. All his girls wearing these sweaters out here. But, yeah, so we talked with Rhett Miller, and it was a fun time last night. First of all, I have to say, my tent is very comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't believe we're back in tents this year.
I know. We're back roughing it and everything. But, yeah, and the tent, it has a split unit in it, you know, mini split unit.
Yeah, those are great.
So, yeah, cooled down the tent very nicely. And I enjoyed
a tent made of drywall.
Yeah, tent made of drywall. And the Wi-Fi in my tent was working really well, so I was able to.
Wow!
I was able to almost complete my DEI training, That's I have two more modules.
Oh my god!
Left to do, but I'm doing those modules, and I got to thinking, and when I rejoined the talk show in progress last night, if you can even call it that mess that was going on the air. I saw that apparently y'all had talked about what DEI stands for. Hey, Gordon didn't even know what DEI stands for.
We didn't say that. We just said, what does it stand for? We're trying to figure it out.
Well, good, because apparently everybody got it wrong last night when they told me.
It's diversity, equality, and inclusion, Gordon.
I didn't understand that conversation.
What about it?
Mino was claiming that nobody here knew what that stood for. I knew what it stood for. How can you not know? It's been in the news every day for 6 months.
Well, what does it stand for?
Diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Okay, well, down at our end of the table last night at dinner inside the big tent over there.
Yeah.
That was awesome, by the way.
Yes, it was.
My God, that was a great dinner.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could fix great campfire food like that out here. Everybody said diversity, equality, and inclusion.
As you've just taken your DEI training.
Yeah.
I just get so distracted. They use the same actors all the time in those modules. The drive out here, I swear to you, I like got out to the country thinking, okay, I'm close. And then looking down and see I still got another hour to go. an hour and a half or something crazy.
Drive was beautiful, wasn't it? At least the way I went.
Not the part that I went.
Oh, okay. My last hour was countryside. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, the last part of it's nice. It's that the first part of it that just killed me. When I'm paying incredible amounts to be in the express lane.
I did that too.
And I'm behind someone who up there thinks... you know, I should go probably about the same as the people over there in the non-express lane, just to, you know, show them some support. And so they had about 30 cars backed up behind them, since it's one lane and you're in the bowling gutter that is the express lane.
Well, maybe don't go at rush hour.
What do you mean? That's when you should be using the express lane.
No, I know, but you hit traffic, and that's what I'm saying. You kind of.
I don't think you understood the issue. The issue is the person in front of this line of cars has tons of space in front of them to go whatever speed they want.
And paid to do that.
And paid to do it. We're paying premium prices to do it.
Yeah.
And they decide to go basically the same speed as the people who are stuck in all that traffic. Just to be cautious.
I bet they were going over the speed limit, but you drive 85 and you think everybody's driving slow.
Okay, you cannot find any way to understand the issue that I'm talking about.
Because I'm
distracted by, wait, who's in the line?
Because I think
who's in the 40th car back? Okay, now I decide that all those people are wrong.
I think you are a very, very impatient driver.
Yes, that's true, but Junior here, right here, is saying the same thing. And I bet you everyone else who's in the express lane who sees the car in front that holds everybody up when they have nothing but daylight in front of them agrees with this principle.
I'm with
you. So imagine that this didn't, I wasn't in it. Imagine I was just in the regular traffic,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And I looked over and I saw this other thing going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would still say it was your fault.
I'm with you because I had almost the exact same thing happen as we were approaching the entrance to the express lane. This slow car started moving over and I was like, no, please, you're not getting in the express lane. And he moved over, and there was a lot of traffic,
hey,
but he could have kept going at his 50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But he chose to do that in the express lane.
Yes.
And
why,
I was
why pay for it? You're just going to do the same thing.
Now, thank God he exited after a couple, so most of mine was a free run. But why do those people get in the express lane?
I don't know.
I don't
want to drive in traffic.
But they're creating a whole bunch of traffic behind them that they don't care about?
No, I don't think so. I think they just don't want to drive in traffic.
But don't you think that person's being very selfish then? If they don't care how much traffic they cause, as long as they don't have to experience it,
right.
Fine.
And that's not what the express lane is for. It's for people who want to go fast.
Yeah.
The speed limit's higher in the express lane than in the regular lanes.
Hit the nose.
Yeah, so in the 15 items or fewer lane in the grocery store, the express checkout there, I'm going to go over there with 50 items. It's fine. It's just I prefer this lane, so I prefer to treat it like a regular
lane. Something you would do.
I've never done that. I've never gone through the express checkout line with
50 items.
50 items. I brought my motorcycle out here, and you keep doubting me, George, that I brought it.
I saw it.
Oh, I meant to tell you, I took it for a spin last night, and I drove it to the pond.
You did not take it for a spin last night and drive it into the
pond.
Yay,
full repeat Gordo.
Because I have the key. Only I have the key.
I hot-wired it.
So there's no such thing as hot-wiring it like in the old days. So I'm going to take it out today, and I'm a bit scared because I don't know these roads. And I'm going out. I'm not going to study up ahead of time, and I'm going to go as fast as I can around these country dirt roads.
Well, yeah, you won't have traffic.
You don't think so?
No, not much.
There's not going to be a farm truck that pulls out in front of me and I ramp over a cattle trailer.
You may get behind somebody hauling hay.
That's going to be great.
Great.
But I'll just go around them. I'm on a dual sport, man. I can hop off-road anytime I want.
Okay.
And cross the bull pasture, and I'm on a red motorcycle because I'm Team Honda.
Uh-huh.
And so it'll chase me. A bull will chase that motorcycle.
Every Honda motorcycle is red?
No.
No. Oh.
But red is a common color in Honda motorcycles because the Honda color is red.
Oh.
All the lawnmowers were red.
Yeah.
Yami
is blue. Suzuki was traditionally yellow. Cowie is green. So those are your major motorcycle colors for the teams. Wildlife spotting, surprisingly, I haven't seen anything crazy out here.
No, not yet.
We haven't seen a bobcat.
Thought I heard a bear.
Haven't seen an armadillo. Are there bears? Like, from where we sit right now?
No.
Broadcasting at the... Okay, apparently it has already been answered.
It's a monkey!
How close do you think is the closest bear?
Four hours.
Really?
If the bear's driving, six.
Okay. How close is the closest mountain lion from where we are right now? You think there's one within 100 miles of us?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Huh.
Absolutely.
Even knowing how rare mountain lions are and how they just, they each have their own territory.
I've known people who've been in this territory and they have seen mountain lions in this territory.
I know people that have been in this territory.
Uh-huh.
Really? What is the closest official sighting of a mountain lion?
Within 100 feet of this person.
Within 100 feet of where you sit right now?
Oh, no. I thought you meant of them. How close was the mountain lion to them?
Oh, gosh.
I would say within just a couple of miles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now I'm scared. Because the...
Think they're going to try to steal your motorcycle?
Well, no. No, I'm not worried that they're going to try to steal my motorcycle.
Yay! Bumper Maker!
I'm worried they're going to tear through my tent at night. Because I do nothing but hoard food in there all night long.
Yeah.
You keep a lot of raw meat in there?
Yes. Raw meat, mountain lion snacks. That's a brand of food I love. But now I'm rethinking. And then last night, as we get in the Dallas Stars playoff postgame pileup, that was probably the wildest bunch of broadcasters I've ever encountered. See, my problem was that I was away for an hour, first hour of the postgame.
Came back and everybody had lost their mind.
Dude, I didn't know what I was walking into.
Walked into a fraternity party.
Y'all got used to it drink by drink, see? I walked into it after everybody was completely blotto. I swear Davey was speaking a different language.
Yeah.
A language made of all S's.
Man, Davey was gone.
Yeah. Every comment he made was screaming.
Then he started his Kobe Bryant impersonation.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
He needs to go back and take training.
Yeah, he needs his DEI training all over again.
I missed that.
Good.
I think that was, before you sat down.
He was imitating Kobe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
And was it very respectful?
No.
Well, the drunkenness level could only be matched by whatever headphone levels were going on. Because when I went back to my tent and got in the double bed that was provided for me with clean linens, my ears were ringing because people were screaming. Everybody was screaming into the mic. And then any one conversation was impossible to follow because there were about five individual conversations going on at the same time on the air.
Yeah.
You could not talk to a caller. Because two guys at the end of the table get talking to themselves over there, and so they don't realize they're talking. Everyone can hear them. It was impossible. And with the screaming and then the headphone level, I'm sitting apparently where Sean Bass was sitting last night.
Poor Sean.
Is he hard of hearing?
He must be.
His headphones
were
louder than even Norm used to wear them.
Wow.
So what do we think, fellas?
Incredible.
Yeah, Norm was... had to be the deafest person we've ever had up here. Although,
oh.
George,
oh.
I think you run yours a little hot.
Oh. Ah.
Have you gotten a hearing test lately?
I have.
I need to get one.
How'd you do?
Did okay.
Was it a written test?
Yeah.
Do you think hearing is important?
It's hard.
Please click only one.
It's harder than the DEI questions.
It's only quid pro quo if you're asking for a favor back. So, yeah, and how did you do? Did it show some lossages?
Yes, it did. Yeah, and I think I'm headed for hearing aids before too long.
Dude, hey, Kobe lived for a long time with that. So,
Magic, you mean?
Yeah, are they different people now?
Yeah. I see where you were going, Laker. But
I didn't.
Can't mess up the
Walker
name.
Told me I had AIDS.
Well, I thought Kobe was the new Magic.
All right,
we got to run.
Bye.
And plus everything else.
That's the ODEX 636.
Plus everything else.